So the last couple of days we've been talking about this sugya, Shteki Te'edim, Amatisha, Zu, Azu. And Gemara says, on Lamed Aleph, Gemara is the case, what's the din if there's a kosh regarding Chestes Dimal Shonim? Zer Meshal Abosei, Zer Meshal Abosei. And one brings Eidim for Shnei Chazaka, the other one brings Eidim both for Shnei Chazaka and for others. So there's a machlokas, Nachman, and the Rava had a paskin. But Nachman said that we follow the Eidim others, that even though it's an Eidim Mokheshes, but since one kind has Eidim others, so then we'll give the karka to that individual. So yesterday we talked about the Gemara Lamed Aleph on Beis. The Gemara says that then something else happened. Hadar Aisi Sadi Davasehi. But then the other one brought Eidei Avos as well. So now we have Mamish a tray in the Eidei Chazaka, a tray in the Eidei Avos. So the question is what to do. But Nachman says, Anan Achtinan Le, Anan Maskinan Le, Lezilus de Beidina Lo Hashim. He says, we have to reverse the psak. We took him off the land, and now we're going to put him back on the land. So we talked about what's the case. Is there a muhzak? Was he a muhzak? Was he not a muhzak? Could there be any differences between the two situations? So comes the Gemara and says now that there's a kasha. Rav Nachman assumes that we're not kosher for zilusa de beidina. So the Gemara says, is that really true? So now there's a whole omud of Gemara. We spent a lot of time in Seder discussing this Gemara. The back and forth, you gotta get the shock of the power of the Gemara before you talk about the lumbus. You gotta first get the Gemara. So the Gemara discusses, is this really true? Are we not choshish for zilusa de beidina, as the Gemara would seem to imply? Or maybe we should be choshish for zilusa de beidina. So let's pick it up with Lamed Aleph on the base. Mosiv Rav of the Itema Rebbe Zeira. Shnayim Omer Meis, Shnayim Omer Lo Meis, Shnayim Omer Nisgarsha, Shnayim Omer Lo Nisgarsha, Harez Lo Tinosiv, and Nisis Lo Tetze. What is going on? So the Rashbam explains that we're talking about a woman who's married. Shnayim Omer Meis, Isha Shalav Baila Limdina Sayam Abo Shnayim Va'amru La Meis Balech Shnayim Omim Lo Meis. A Shaila whether Meis Balech or not. So the Shaila is she's a Kuka Liyofim, right? Does she have to have Yivim? We don't know if the husband is dead or not dead. She doesn't have any kids. So that's one Trey or Trey. Shnayim Omim Meis, Shnayim Omim Lo Meis. And then there's another Trey or Trey. Shnayim Omim Nisgash, Shnayim Omim Lo Nisgash. It's the same idea, the Rashbam says. That she's married, but now the question is, was she divorced or not? So if she's not divorced, then she's a kukuliyavam. And if she were divorced, so then she's not a kukuliyavam, she's going to be with Paras Bashuk. So what's the din? We have a tray, a tray. So the Tanakhama says what? The Tanakhama says, Harezu lo tinase lechatchila, explains to Rashbam, lechatchila lo tinase, she shouldn't get married, is doch a tray, a tray. Tray, a tray, and she's becheskas eishas ish. She's becheskas iser, so trey or trey. We follow the chazaka. If she's becheskas iser, then she can't get married. But says the Tanakhama, then this is lo peitzei. But if she does get married, b'di'eved, we're not going to force her to get divorced. Why not? But she has becheskas eishas ish. What's going on over here? Right? Okay, it's a trey or trey, but she's becheskas eishas ish. So if this is lo peitzei, why? What's the svar? What does the Rashbam say? Rashbam quotes the Gemara Ksubas that explains. We're talking about that she's nises to one of the Eidim. One of the Eidim will say meis. One of the Eidim will say that she's muteris. So if she's nises to one of the Eidim, the Eid says, bari lo, that the husband dies, and she says, bari li also. She trusts this Eid. So they're both bari. So if they're both bari, but the Eved, we're not going to force her to get divorced. Lechatchila, we won't allow her to get married. But if nises, lo teitze. If nises, but the Eved, we say it's okay. Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi omer teitze. Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi says, no. Even b'di'evet, she's going to have to get divorced. So Amar Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, Eima say, Ani Omer Teitze, Bizman Shebo Eidim, Ve'achagach Nisiz. Afon Nisiz, Ve'achagach Bo Eidim, Harezu Lo Teitze. Zok Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, but there's a caveat. Right? I say that even b'di'evet Teitze, even b'di'evet, she has to get divorced. But it's only said in a certain circumstance. What's that circumstance? Let's see. Slow. Let's take it slow. Okay? When do I say teitze? Bizman shebo eidim ve'ahagach nisis. What does that mean? So the Rashbam explains, bo eidim, that means the second group of eidim came. Right? Bizman shebo eidim ve'ahagach nisis, if the second group of eidim already came, and now you already have a tray of tray, if you already have a tray of tray, there's a sofeg if she's muteres lashuk or not. Zokdav imenachem b'rev yosi, in such a case, if she got married, teitze, even b'di'evet, she has to leave. Even b'di'evet. Aye, but she's a bari law. It doesn't matter. Even she's bari law. It's there's a tray to tray. There's a tray to tray, and there's becheska seishes ish. Tray to tray, becheska seishes ish. So she's asura. Even b'di'evid. Even b'di'evid, she's gonna have to get divorced. But he says, "Avol nisis va'achagach ba'oedim harezu lo teitzei." But if nisis va'achagach ba'oedim, what does that mean? Nisis va'achagach ba'oedim. If she was nisis in the middle, first there are eidim that come and say meis balech, and then she's nisis, and then achagach ba'oedim, then the eidim came and said lo meis. So she was already nisis. So in that case, he says lo teitzei b'di'evid. What's the difference? Zokter Rashbam. That is manshabo edim va'achagach nisis. Meaning, bo edim means the second cut. If the second cut already came and then she gets married, so she got married be'isa. Bisman shabo edim achronim she'amru lo meis va'achagach nisis lefigach teitzei shari be'isa nisis she'ilu shalami bezdin hayu omim lo li nasei hayu osun lo li nasei. If she was nieces after Bo Eidim, does mean she was nieces after the second group of Eidim came. We already have a tray of tray. There is a cheska seishesish over here. So she came to Bezdin and she asked us what to do. We would have told her not to get married. So if she gets married, be'issa, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi says, even b'di'evit, she has to be heitzit. But if she's nieces va'arach Bo Eidim, meaning she was nieces after the first, it's complicated, right? She was nieces after the first group came. But the second group of Edom came after the nieces, right? So if she came to Bezdin at that point and asked, can she get married? Bezdin would say, yeah, because the first group of Edom came and said, everything is fine. So in that case, Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi says, lo teitze. In that case, she's okay. Since she was nieces beheter, then she doesn't have to get divorced. So the Pella is, why should she not have to get divorced? So what that she's nieces before Bo Edom? But once Bo Eidim, we have a what? We have a tray of tray. We have a tray of tray, and she's Becheskas Isser. So why should it matter that she was nieces before the second group of Eidim came? What's the answer? Sibusa de Beidina. It says the Gemara, don't you see Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, is assuming that we are Choshish for Zilusa de Beidina. And the truth is, even the Rabbanan might agree to that. It's just they hold the Eved, she never has to get divorced. Right? They hold lechatchila she has to get divorced. Right? Lechatchila teitzei, but b'di'evid she doesn't have to. Right? Even though there's a trey trey and there's a cheska sister. Right? But if everyone says barili, we assume that she doesn't have to get divorced. But in a situation where there is some kind of a suffix over here, even the chachamim might say that we care about zilusa de beidina. Maybe everyone would talk agree to that. So don't we see that we care about zilusa de beidina? It's the hashayil against whom? Rav Nachman, right? Rav Nachman says that once the second individual brings Eidei Avos, so now we have a full tray of tray. So Anan Nachtin Alei Anan Naskin Alei Lizilus the Beidin Alo Chashina and Chacha Gemara. Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, who's a Tana, seems to be choshish for Zilus the Beidin and the Chacham. Not really against that. It's just in the context. It's not shy to them. Malay, Rav Nachman responded, I thought I was right that they were not choshish for zilus and beidina. Hashta jeosivton at veosvan Rav Hamnuna b'suryo lo abdina ba'urda. But now that I see that you're asking me a kasha from this brisa, there's another kasha too. So I'm not going to do what I thought. Maybe I'll be choshish for zilus and beidina. We're not going to give it back to the first guy. We're not going to say kol da'olim gavah. So it seems like a pretty simple sugya. So then the Gemara says, no, nafak avar uvda. Rav Nachman went out and he did do what he based on the psak that he gave before. So what's going on? He said, you proved to me that we're choshesh for zilus of the beidina. I thought that we're not choshesh for zilus of the beidina, but you proved to me that we are choshesh. So I'm not going to do what I thought I would do. But then it says that he did do what he did. So what's going on? So zav the Gemara, man lechaz esavra ta'usa hibiya devalohi yal mishum detalya ba'ashli ramavi. Someone who saw Rav Nachman be Avad Uvda, that he paskin based on what he said before, that we're not choshish v'zilus of the beidina anan achdin alei anan maskin alei. So they thought that it was taka tos. He said he's gonna be choshish v'zilus of the beidina. But no, it's not a tos. He was toli ba'ashli ravavi. He was toli in the tall trees or in the thick cords, as the mefarshim point out. Meaning he had other sources. It's taka a good kasha from this brisa, but there are other tanaim. other tanan that are not choshish v'zilus of the Beit Dina. So since he found other tanan that are not choshish v'zilus of the Beit Dina, so he went with his original psak. Who are these other tanan? Didna Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Malin Lekun Al Pied Echad. Rabbi Yehuda says we're not Malin Lekun Al Pied Echad. What does that mean? So the Rashbam says Ein Malin Lekun Al Hachz the Gadol Mekoyin Lecho Betruma. What to establish a person as a kohen? If an eid echad comes and is machzik a person as a kohen, so Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not going to establish him as a kohen for nisiyas kapayim, for avoda, for truma. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, emasad bizman sheyesh orin. Bizman shein orin, malon lekohun al pi eid echad. Rabbi Elazar qualifies Rabbi Yehuda's statement. He's not arguing. He qualifies Rabbi Yehuda. He says, when does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you can't be malon lekohun al pi eid echad? That's only if there are orin, meaning if there are eidim that come and amotzi a kol of a psul on this person. They say he's a cholol, he's not a kohen. He's a cholol, he's a ben rusha ben chalutza, he's not a kohen. Well, they say he's a posel in gansa. Or maybe they just say he's not a kohen b'chol. Right? So if there are orin, if there are eidim that posel, so Zokar Yehuda, if an eid echad is meyer that he is a kohen, so we can't follow the one eid against the two. That's not going to work. Rabbi Shimon ben Gam, but just one second. Rabbi Elazar adds, but if there are no orin, so then we can be mal al pi eid echad. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel alamin misham Rabbi Shimon ben Askan mal lakun al pi eid echad. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that we're mal lakun al pi eid echad. So what's the case that he's talking about? So if there are orin, it's hard to believe that he would say that one eid can beat out the two eidim. Mustami is talking about that there are no orin. So if there are no orin, then they're saying the same thing. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Hainu Rabbi Elazar. The Mamish is saying the same thing. V'chi tema iru chadika benayu, Rabbi Elazar saver echad, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel saver iru trey. V'homer Rabbi Yochanan d'verkol ein iru pochas mishnai. You can't say that the shaila is whether an iru of chad is significant or not, because we know we paskin that only an iru of trey is significant. So what's going on over here? Zokta Gemara Zoy, Ela iru of trey. Really, we're talking about that there's an iru of trey. There are two Edim that say that he's a Ben Gush v'chalutza, he's not a Kohen Koshin. He can't do Avoda, he can't be Nosius Kapov, etc. There's really an Eritreasa. So what's the Shaila? Right? We should be Malal al Piedacha? We can't be Malal al Piedacha if he's an Eritre. No, but it's complicated. It's not just one aid. The one aid is combining with another aid Echa. So that's the question. Is there a Trey Etre here, or is there no Trey Etre? What's the case? Okay, hold on to your hats for this case. It's complicated. Many stages. We know we have a chazaka that the father of this individual was a kohen. Okay, so there's a chazaka that he's a kohen. And now a kol goes out, there's a rumor that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. His father was a kohen, but his father married a grusha, so then the son is a cholo. He's not a kohen for many din. Right, so the call went out that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, and we lowered him. We paskin that he's a posel. Va'asa eid echad ve'amar the kohenim. Now an eid echad comes and goes against the call and says that he is a kohen. Ve'askine, and now we machshir him. Va'asu beitrei ve'ami the ben grusha ben chalutza. And now we have two eidim who say no, fakert. Two eidim who say that he's a posel. Ve'achdine, and now once again we lowered him. Now another eid echad comes and says that he's a kohen. Right, four stages over here. There's a call. Right, well, there's a chazaka that his father's a kohen. There's a call that he's a apostle. Then an eid echad comes and says that he's a kosher. Then two eidim come and say he's a ben grusha mechalutz, he's a apostle. Then an eid echad comes and says that he's a kosher. Okay, so if you look at the case, you'd say that it's a trey. Give me just one second. Is it a tray or tray? Can they be mitzarev? Can the two eid echads be mitzarev? So b'pshuto we'd say, yeah, why can't they be mitzarev? So they're testifying at different times, but they can be mitzarev together. So if they are mitzarev together, so then l'chora, we have a tray. Udakuli, I'm a mitzarev in eidos. At this stage in the Gemara, we're assuming that everyone believes, both Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar believe that they can be mitzarev, that the two eid echads can be mitzarev, even though there's more than talk to the Diba between each Haggadah. So what? They give him a star. As we paskin, we'll see it's Machogas Tanan, but we paskin this way. What's the whole machloka? There is a tray. Oh, but the problem is we paskin already. So the shaila is, are we choshesh for zilus of the beidina or not? Rabbi Elazar, sabar came to achtine lo maskin alei chashinon lezilus the beidina. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, sabar anan achtine anan maskin alei lezilus of the beidina lo chashinon. At this stage in the Gemara, we're assuming the whole machlokas tanoim is, are we choshesh for zilus of the beidina? Once we're maskine, right? Anan achtine alei anan maskin alei lezilus the beidina lo chashinon. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that even though we were achtine, even though when the two edim came, and said he was posel, then we pasled him, we lowered him. But the second eid echad comes and is mistaken with the first eid echad, so then we're going to be maskina and lay. But Besdin looks foolish because Besdin pasled him based on the first two eid, based on the two edim that came in the middle. Doesn't matter. We're not koshish for zilusa the beidina. We're gonna be mashi. Okay, we're gonna be mashi. So maskev la Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks, if we're choshish for zilusa de beidina, careful, what's the kasha? If we're choshish for zilusa de beidina, if according to Rabbi Elazar we're choshish for zilusa de beidina, and that's why we're going to leave it by the two eidim that say Zeh ben Grusha ben Chalutza. You got the case over here? Let's chart this out to make sure that we have it. Okay, you have a kol that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, achtine, right? We lower him. Then you have an eid echad that says that he's a kohen kosher, maskine, and we're going to say he's kosher, right? We're going to raise him up. Then you have two eidim, shnei eidim, who say ben grusha ben chalutza, achtine. And then you have an Eid Echad, finally, who says he's a Kohen Kasher, and that's the Shai. That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Elazar says, that Lo Maskin Anlay, right, we keep it with the Achtine, so to speak, right, we keep it in Pasul. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says no. That we raise him up again. Like that's the Gemara. So, frank the Gemara, if we're afraid of zilus of the Beit Din, Rabbi Elazar says we're afraid of zilus of the Beit Din, so we can't change anything. Once achtine in stage three, we can't be maskin alei in stage four. So, does it really matter that only one eid came? Even if two eidim came later. Even if two Eidim came at stage four, we still shouldn't be maskin on lay. And mistama, if two Eidim came, we would be maskin on lay. Right? Mistama, if two Eidim came, we would be maskin on lay. Then you mamash have a tray or tray, and it's two Eidim. So the Gemara is assuming that we would be maskin on lay there. Ihochi de Rebelaza Chayesh Lizilusa de Beidina, Zachar Ashba, my area eight habala besof, the Hosame Malamisham Zilusa. Right, the Mishnah says, "Ein malin lekuna al pi eid echad." If it's only an eid echad, you can't be malin. No, Rabbi Elazar. I'm sorry, I take back what I said. Rabbi Elazar is choshish v'zilusa de beidina. So he's choshish v'zilusa de beidina. Not just if an eid echad came lebesov, we're not going to be maskin on lay. Even if two eidim came lebesov, we're not going to be maskin on lay. It's still zilusa de beidina, so we shouldn't be maskin on lay. So if that's the shaila, if the shaila is whether we're choshish v'zilusa de beidina or not, Rabbi Elazar should say. That even if two Eidim come, as long as they came after two Eidim previously said he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, we shouldn't be maskilei because we should be choshesh for zilus of the Beit Din. Elam Rav Ashi, no. Rav Ashi says the kulei amaloch hashinam lezilus of the Beit Din. Everyone holds we're not choshesh for zilus of the Beit Din. Bein Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, bein Rav Elazar, and that's the Ashli Ravavi. Rav Nachman was so mech on this that both Amoroim, but both Tanoim and the Mishnah are not choshesh for zilus of the Beit Din. That's not the shaila over here. So what is the shaila? Oh, the shaila is what we thought it was to begin with. Whether you can be mitzarif the edus or not. V'alcha b'letzarif edus kam mifilukim b'flukta dani tanoi. The tanya la'olam ein edusim mitzarev et hachiyu ishneim ke'achot. The b'shul ben karcha omer afilu b'zeach hazeh. First machlokes is whether two people can be mitzarif for edus if they don't see the maisa at the same time. Right? If they don't see it together. They don't see it together. What does that mean? The Rashbam says, "Lafuke echad omer b'fonai hilveyu, ve'echad omer b'fonai hoda lo olav." Let's say one is testifying about a halva, the other one testifies that he was moda. They're testifying about different things, but as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, since amone kamisadi, right? They're testifying that he owes money, so maybe it doesn't matter that it's different meisim that they're testifying on. Or should we say no? Amone de kamisadi zel or kamisadi zel. They're testifying about different things about halva, hoda. Maybe they should be able to start. Machlokas tanon. Okay, this machlokas tanon is not relevant to the sugi, but it's part of the Mishnah, so that's why it's quoted. Ain edusim is kaimus beznat she idush name keachad Rabbi Nosson over shomed v'av shalzeh hayom ulecheshiyah v'chaver lemochah shomed v'var. And then there's another machlokas. Rabbi Nosson and the Tanakama, can we be mitzarif two edim if they don't testify b'toch kadei dibur? Rabbi Nosson says yes, we can listen to one today, the next one tomorrow. Even though they're not b'toch kadei dibur, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. They can be mitzarif. They can be mitzarif. And Tanakama says they can't be mitzvah. So Dr. Vashi, that's the Machlokas Tanoim over here. Machlokas Tanoim is, can we be mitzvah if the two Eid Echad, the Eid Echad who testifies before the Shnei Eidim, the Eid Echad who testifies after the Shnei Eidim, if we are mitzvah if the two Eidim together, then we have a tray of tray. And if we have a tray of tray, then we'll be maskinon like. Right? We'll say that he's kosher. Why should we say he's kosher? But there's a tray that he's posel. Why should we say he's kosher? Because he has a chazaka, right? Well, he doesn't have a chazaka. His father has a chazaka, but the father's chazaka somehow works for him too. We'll have to explain why that's true. Okay, but since he has a chazaka, so therefore, even though there's a tray, we're gonna be marshy. Zilus of the Beit Dina? No, everyone is not concerned about Zilus of the Beit Dina. And the other day, I holds no, that the Eidus is not going to be mitzarif. That we're not mitzarif. The two Eid Echads who testify separately, there's a break between them. So if they're not mitzarif them, so then the two Eidim who pasul are going to carry the day. Right? The two Eidim who say Ben Grusha Bechalutza are going to carry the day. It doesn't matter that he has a chazaka, there are two Eidim against. But there are two Eid Echads that testify for his kashas, but each one is viewed independently. So it's one Eid against the two. Two beats out one, and therefore he's gonna remain pasul. So maskon of the Gemara, Nachman says that you see from both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that we're not koshish for zilus de beidina. That's how he was assuming. So that's why in his case he wasn't koshish for zilus de beidina either. Okay. How about in the half of the month? Knock it off. We should do this every day for like half an hour. No, it's only because you worked hard in the middle of Seder. Right? If you worked hard in Seder, worked out the sugya, so I can read it through quickly. If not, this would take a lot longer. But that's the sukkah. That's the shark of the tire. So all the Rishonim ask, now we just read the Gemara, nicely, we wrote on the board, we wrote up the case, everything is clear, right? So what comes out, what's the maskona of the Gemara? Right, the maskona is that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel are not choshesh for zilus of the Beit Din. Initially, we thought Rabbi Elazar is choshesh for zilus of the Beit Din. And initially, we thought he is choshesh for zilus of the Beit Din. And that's why he says that despite the fact that you have a tray, and the guy has a chazaka, he has a chazaka that he's a kosher, because the Bezdin paskened up based on the two Eidim that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, right, we're choshish for Zilusa the Beit Dina, we're not going to reverse the Psak. Now that's the Havamin of the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar. So all the Rishonim ask, hey, if you're concerned about Zilusa the Beit Dina, so why'd you get a late start? Now, you're focusing on stage 3 and 4. Stage 3 and 4. What happened to your chashash of zilus of the Beit Dina between stage 1 and 2? Right? The Gemara says musak lad bavua the kohen hu, that there's a chazaka that the guy's father's a kohen, but then there's a kol nafakal kol the ben gush machalutzahu bachtinei. We lowered him. We passeled him. And then an Eid Echad comes and says that no, he's not a Ben Grusha Mechalutza, he's a Kohen Kosher. Vaskine. So all the Rishonim ask, Rabbi Elazar, Lefi the Havamina is Choshish Lezilusa the Beit Dina. Why wasn't he Choshish Lezilusa the Beit Dina at that stage in the Gemara? He should have said that the Eid's Eidus doesn't matter to us. Once we have the Kol, and we were Machtine, we lowered him, we passed the guy. So we can't be maskini anymore. It's a zilus of the Beidina, there's nothing we can do, it's over. Why does the Gemara wait? The Belaza says, in the very end, after we have the two Eidim who passel him, so then when the second Eid Echad comes, we can't be askina. We can't be maskine when the first Eid Echad comes, because we passeled him already based on the cult. Passeled him already based on the cult. This is a kasha that all the Rishonim has. I mean, you can't get the first base if you don't ask this kasha. This is a kasha. So what's the answer? What's the answer? What are the possibilities here? A lot of possibilities. So who talks about it directly in the sukkah? Tosfos talks about it. The Rashbam also does. But let's see Tosfos, and then we'll pedal back to the Rashbam. The Nafak Aleikola V'Achtine says Tosfos, Lav Davka Achtine. Tosfos had the Girsa Achtine. But Tosfos says, it's Lav Davka. It doesn't mean that Bezdin paskened up. El Aklomar Memele Yored. Memele Yored, a coal went out, so the coin stopped getting truma. He stopped duchening. He stopped doing avoda. Me'atzmo, he didn't think it was right anymore. Right? A call went out against him. He didn't know what the evidence is, so he stopped doing it. Not that we paskened up, says Tosfos. This is the easiest answer. That if Bezdin didn't pasken up, there's no zilus of the Beidin. Nothing to talk about. The davka achtinei zav Tosfos amai askinei v'ika zilus of the Beidin. There is a zilus of the Beidin. So lefi Rabbi Eloza that will choshesh a zilus of the Beidin, there will be a problem. Lefi Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, it's no problem anyway. He's not choshesh losing the Beidin. He's not choshesh losing zilus of the Beidin. If you're choshesh for zilus of the Beidin, even at this stage, we shouldn't be maskin. Zoktosis achtine is lav davka. The coin memele yor. The lekala meim leka zilus elak shari the base pa'amim. What would you want to say? Maybe a possible parrot says Tosfos is that there's no zilus of the Beidina unless it's twice. Well, that's the easiest answer. Here it's twice. The second time when we say that v'choshesh v'zilus of Beidina, a shaila if you're choshesh or not, that's after the second time. So the easiest answer would be maybe only choshesh if there are two times. A double zilus of the Beidina, but a single zilus of the Beidina, no. It says Tosfos, no, the b'shmaita muchach da'afila b'chada zimna ika zilusa. From our Gemara, it's mashma that even b'chada zimna there is a zilusa. How's it mashma? We'll see. Hold. Okay, let's hold the middle. We'll get back to this pshat. So the first pshat that Tosfos wanted to suggest is it's not achtine, not that Bezdin paskin that he's posel. Me'atzmo, he was achtine, he lowered himself without a psak of Bezdin, he stopped eating truma and doing avodah. Tosfos has a third pshat before we get back to the middle. Inami horodo gemura ka'amar. If you want to say achtina yes dafka, I'll give you a pshat. He doesn't like the middle pshat. We'll get back to the middle pshat. The Tosfos either says achtina is lav dafka, or if you want to say achtina is dafka, inami horodo gemura ka'amar v'leka zilusa de beidina elahecha de haridu al yidei edus avul de horoda sh'al yidei hakol leka zilusa. What's the other pshat of Tosfos? Achtina is dafka. The Bezdin paskened up. There's no zilus of the Beidin over there. The Eid Echad comes against the coal. Isn't there a zilus of the Beidin because Bezdin already paskened up based on the coal? The Tosfos says no. Maybe that's not a horoda gemura. Horoda gemura is only through edus, but through a coal is not a horoda gemura. That's not going to be a zilus of the Beidin. Okay, so Tosfos knocks out the middle pshat. He doesn't like that. So he suggests two pshat. His first pshat is that the word achtina is lav dafka. The Kohen lowered himself, he stopped doing avodah, he stopped being Nosias Kappa by himself, so there's no zilus of the Beidin. There was no psak. There was no psak to passel. No psak to pass. That's his first answer. And that actually is what the Rashba writes. Right? The first answer of Tosfos, the Rashba goes even further. Right? What does the Rashba say? Hochav mayaskin, the musukman bahua, the hide the Kohen, who venofa kalai kola, the bagush mechalutzahu. Be'achtine, zok the Rashba, miktsa svarim yeish shekosu bahen kain. There are some svarim that it says achtine. Our svarim. Hey, our svarim. The Vilna Shas HaChodosh. U'besifrei davkoni, says the Rashba, lo garstin an hocha v'achtine. But the sifrei davkoni, the real meduyak svarim, it doesn't say v'achtine. Now, Tosfos had a gears achtine. It's just he says lav dafka. It's interesting. Tosfos had our gears. Dr. Rashba, the Sifrei Davkoni really don't say achtine. Dakulay alma modu baha the chiyasi erechad v'amad the koinu mechazkin alay. No one says that we're choshish v'zilus the beidin over here. How could that be? V'afilo achi avaboy leukume leplukta v'meichash lezilusa. Says Dr. Ashbay, it's got to be that it doesn't say achdine. Ella lo garsin alay. Must be that we're not garsin. The Tosfos says differently. Tosfos says we are goris achtine, but it's lav dafke. That doesn't mean achtine. Even if it says it, it doesn't really mean Bezdin did it. It means that the kohen did it by himself. Dr. Rashba, no, the takas that don't say achtine. If it doesn't say achtine, then it's poshut. Then it's poshut. Comes the Rashba and says, "Ve'im isa." No, come on, just one second. The igar sinon le says the Rashba lav harada gemur kamar. If we are goris achtine, so how is it that we can be chadar? We be chadar maskinale when the edecha comes. How can we be chadar maskinale? It shouldn't be choshes to zilus the beidina. Lav harada gemura kama ela cheshina le kama. It doesn't mean that we were morid, that we passeled him. It doesn't mean that we passeled him. It's that we're just choshes. Ela cheshina le kama. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's not a harada gemura. It's only a cheshina le kama. Avol Rash Zal Goris Le, the Rashban, he says, was Goris Achtine, Upirishu Zal, the Kavan, the Al Yedei Kol Ba'alma Horadnu, Leko Zilus Aklali, Maskinan Le Alpi, Eid Echon. He says, the Rashban was Goris Achtine, and he learned that it's not a Zilus of the Beidina if we only were Morid him Al Yedei Kol. Right? If we're Morid Al Yedei Kol, then it's not a Zilus. Quotes the Rashbam. Where's the Rashbam? This is Dibur Maskel de Chashina. V'haydasku meikar al pi eirechad habol hashbis hakol lav zilus de beidina hu demayda achtine bishvil kol ba'alma hu g'day lachzer u lahaloso acha sheivduku hadover horadnu. It's not a horoda gemura. Like the second day in Tosfos, right? Not a horada gemura, they call, because the horada was only what? Was only to be bodek? Was only to check it out? It's only to check it out. So that's not a horada gemura. That's not a zilus of the beidina. It comes out that the Rashba's pshat, if you go to sachtine according to the Rashba and the pshat that he quotes from the Rashbam, are really the same. Right? They really are the same. The Rashba says, if you go to Sachtine, the reason why it's not as Zilus to Beidina is because it's not a Horoda Gemura, it's just Chashina like Ka'omer. What does that mean? We are Morid it? We pass in his Pasul? We don't pass in his Pasul. We say we're going to be Choshesh for it? What does that mean? Chor, it's what the Rashbam says. It's what Tosus in the second day has said. They're all saying the same thing. It's interesting. I guess the only difference in the Rashba is are you Gori Sachtine or not Gori Sachtine? But it comes down to the same thing. It's that the horoda they call is not a real psak of bezdin. It's just like a chashash ba'alma, a maila ba'alma, that they want to be bodek the call to see if it's correct. A call is just a rumor. They want to check into it. They want to see what's going on. So if that's the reason why they were morid, why they quote unquote paskened up, they didn't paskin up. They just told him maybe desist from your kahuna jobs, right? From your kahuna work. But that's not a zilus of the beidina if we're hadar maskina. If the erecha comes and we're hadar maskina, there's not a zilus of the beidina because there was no psak bezdin. That lechor is what the second day in Tosfos and the Rashban is saying. That if there's no psak bezdin, if it's not like there are two eidim that said that he's a ben gush machalutzah, so bezdin paskening up that he's posel, then there will be a zilus of the beidina, Rabbi Elazar says. The bezdin's not paskening up that he's posel, it's just there's a kol ba'alma. Based on the kol ba'alma, They're choshesh that maybe he's a ben gush ben chalutza, or maybe they even tell him that we want to be choshesh. They formalize it, but that's not really a psak of bezdin. If it's not really viewed as a psak of bezdin, Rabbi Elazar admits that there's no chashash of zilus of the beidin over there if they're going to be maskul afterwards. Okay, so these are two pshatim, two possible pshatim that either achtine lav dafka or maybe when Akoris said the chlad that the coin did it by himself. Or maybe even if Bezdin did it, it's not the kohen doing it by himself. It's not a horoda gemura, because it's not really a psak of Bezdin. The whole thing is just a chashash ba'alma. They want to be bodek the kol. They want to see if the kol is correct. So in such a case, it's not a zilus to beidina if they're going to be maskul achakach because there was no psak. It's only if there's a psak, and then they reverse the psak. So that's a zilus to beidina. These are two possible approaches. The Tosus rejected the middle approach. Tosus said, the simplest thing that you want to suggest over here is that maybe zilus to beidina only applies if they're morid twice. If there's a double psak, right? It's a real zilus to beidina. If Bezdin said twice that he's possum, and now they're going to be in my school after, you know, up and down, what's this, gyrations, the stock market? What is this, right? Bezdin, he was up, and then Bezdin Paskin, no. So, and then up again, and then down again? Right? It doesn't make sense. If they lowered him twice, and then they're not going to raise him again. That's too much of a elusive idea. That's what Tosus wants to suggest. But he says he can't suggest that. Why? Because from the sugya tzmuchos that zilus of the beidin applies even b'pam achas. What's Tosus referring to? Where do you see that zilus of the beidin applies even b'pam achas? He doesn't give us a gemara. Where? Rav Nachman. That's one place. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's talking about what situation? Where you had the original hakchosha. One brought Eidei Chazaka, the other brought Eidei Chazaka and Eidei Avos, and Bezdin awarded it to the Eidei Avos, the one that brought Eidei Avos also. Then the other one brings Eidei Avos. Rav Nachman says, no, let's take it out of the hands of the person that we awarded it to. Right? He's not afraid of Zilus of the Beidina. That's only Pamachas. Right? It sounds like if he were afraid of Zilus of the Beidina, then he'd be afraid even that time. If we're not afraid of Zilus at the beginning of the first time, he should have said, Anan maskin alay. It's Pashat. It's not that I'm not afraid of Zilus at the beginning. There is no Zilus at the beginning over here. It's just one time. It sounds like there could be Zilus at the beginning, but we're not afraid of Zilus at the beginning. It sounds like the chashash of Zilus at the beginning could apply even by one time. Rabbi Elazar, if Rabbi Elazar is choshish for Zilus at the beginning, so he should be choshish even the first time. Even the first time, since Dachapella, how can you say Rabbi Elazar is choshish for Zilus Beidina, and yet he's only choshish the second time? He should be choshish the first time too, the way the Gemara is explained. But that's not the only place where we see Zilus Beidina shaykh even after one time. Well, what's the second case? Rabbi Menachem Abrebiosis Psach, no? What is he paskin? That if Nisis va'ahjach bo eidim, Harezulo Tetzek. Right? If Bo Edim the Meis Balech, two Edim came and said Meis Balech. And then she was Nises. She got married. And then Bo Edim Ahagar. Then another group of Edim came and said Lo Meis Balech. So we have a tray of train. Zokto Menachem Brev Yossi. What's the din there? Lo Tetzek. But the Eved, she doesn't have to get divorced. Why? But it's a tray of train. Right, if there's a tray, she should have to be yotzei. If there's a cheskes eshes ish, because he's choshish for zilus of the beit dina. But just one second, it's only one time. Right, there's only one reversal of the psak. So if zilus of the beit dina is only a problem if the two times, so why is he choshish for zilus of the beit dina? What's the kasha of the gemara b'chlal? What's the kasha of the gemara b'chlal? There is no zilus. There's no issue of zilus of the beit dina over here. So that's why Tosa says that can't be the pshat. That's the chapel. To say such a pshat, I'd be more inclined, he says, to say achtine lav dafka than to say no. Zilus of Beidin is only an issue if it's a double zilus. You can't say that. You want to say achtine is dafka? So I'll give you a pshat because kol is different. It's not a harada gemura. Okay, but to say the middle pshat, impossible. Says Tosa, impossible. Yeah, impossible of it. Who says that pshat? Rashi. No one lesser than Rashi. Rashi? But this is Baba Basra. Where does Rashi say this? In Ksubis. The parallel sugya is in Ksubis. Ksubis. Rashi in Ksubis. What does Rashi say about the Baba on the base? The chashinam lezilusa de beidina shehoridu shnei pa'amim v'achshav yalu v'ivatlu divrayim. Pella. Rashi says, what's the pshat? It's not a pella, it's the simplest pshat in the Gemara. Simplest pshat, it's a double zilus. That's the problem, right?
Right? It's good to be doubly zealous. It's not good to have a double zealous of Beis Din. Okay. Right? Rashi says that since there's a double zealous of the Beis Din, that's the problem over here. It's mutter to live. It's okay. I know it's Chodesh Nisan. It's not Chodesh Adar anymore. Since it's a double zilus of the Beis Din, that's why the Gemara thought Rabbi Elazar is choshesh. But by kol is only one zilus. There's only one zilus. Then we can be maskinan based on the eight. It's not a double zilus of the Beis Din, so there's no problem. That's how Rashi wants to learn. Like the pshat that Tosfos rejects. So what's the problem according to Rashi? The problem is the Gemara and Lamed Aleph on the Beis. Now we have our work cut out for us. What's Rashi going to do with the Gemara? Right, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Nachman, they both seem to imply that Zilus of the Beis Din is a cheshbin even after one time. The question is, are you choshish for it or not? But it is a cheshbin even after one time. You don't need a double zilus. What's the answer? So comes the Shita Mekubetzes and Ksubis and wants to suggest that wants to suggest the following. He sort of alludes to this. It's not so clear. This is the way that they explain the Shita. Let's see the Shita inside. You know, instead of my suggesting it, let's look at the Shita. This is in packet 24. Okay? So he quotes Rashi. Rabbi Elazar de'me'acha sharadnu api orim e'malan api eitzeh ha'sheni avavishesh le'tzarfo im ho'echa. Okay. Vitzarech perish leperusho zok the shita. You gotta explain Rashi. What's going on? Also Rashi, what's he saying? The also Rashi l'taretz kushis satosis b'lumad dechayish luzilus lebeidina heichi askinan kevan deachtine machmas hakol. So first the shita says just pasha. What's Rashi saying? Why does he have to mention that there's a double zilus lebeidina and that's why he might be choshesh? Because he's trying to answer Tosis kash. Like Rashi doesn't answer Tosis kash, but his perish is trying to bavor in the kash, trying to abiyat the kash at the beginning. That why are we not afraid of Zilus de Beidina when we're Achtine Machmas HaKol? So HaKfar Metura, it's Koshizu, but my Depirish Le'el, De'enu Ela Kol Ba'alma, V'lo Haradnu, Ela Ad She'ivduku Esadavu, Kidikosivna Le'el. So Zok Deshita, that's not even a Kasha. Rashi's trying to answer that Kasha, but that's not even a Kasha, because it's not a Horoda, it's just a Kol Ba'alma, it's not a Horoda Gemur, as we described, right? He's taking the other Pshat. So you don't really need that, but that's what Rashi is going on, says the Sheet. So he has a back and forth over here, a little complicated in the middle over here. But he says the following, the Tirutz Rashi, skipping a little bit. The whole inyan, lipsule le kahuna, lo chashina le zilusa de beidina, bechodazim. Our case is where we're trying to passel the person to kahuna. Passel him with rimachsha. So it comes to psul kahuna, says the shita, bedas Rashi, there we need two times. There we're not going to be chashinam lezilus beidina b'chod azimna. You need two times. Why? The kevin the treyu ukme gavra chazoke vein lo tziyodem echezkoso mishum zilus de beidina. We have a treyu trey. The guy has a cheskas kasha. So we're not going to be motziyim from his chazoka. We're not going to be motziyim from his chazoka based on a zilus de beidina unless there's a double zilusa. Unless there's a double zilusa, we're not going to be motziyim from his chazoka. He's got a cheskas kasha. If you have a double zilus beidina, so even in such a case, even though he has the cheska kashrus, it doesn't matter. That once you have a double zilus of the beidina, so it looks like, well, they were morid him initially. They were they passled him initially because they wanted to be bodeg, the kol. And then, when the two Edom came, they passeled him again? So it sounds like the Mamish paskening up like the Kol. That's their final word. So if Beis Din is paskening up, it's not a single Zilus Medina, it's a double Zilus Medina, and then they're going to be maskina like after that. That's a terrible Zilus Medina. Right? Because it looks like they were checking out the matter. Looks like they're checking things out, but now they come on with a second psak based on Aiden. They come on with the second psak, and then they're going to reverse the psak, the final psak, the second time that they passel the guy.
that's too much of a zilus of the Beit Dina. And then if we're choshesh for zilus of the Beit Dina, then it makes sense after two times to be choshesh. That's in terms of our Gemara with the Kohen. So what's the Shita saying? What's the Shita really saying? That by the Kohen, since there's a trey, and he has a cheskas kashrus, so unless there's a double zilus of the Beit Dina, we're not going to be choshesh for zilus of the Beit Dina. Right? Because the chashash of zilus of the Beit Dina, right? The chashash of zilus of the Beit Dina is coming to do what? That if we're choshesh for zilus of the Beit Dina, we're not going to be machshir. We're going to be machmir against him. We're going to be machmir against the cheskas kashrus. Zabta Shita Makabed says, we're not going to be machmir against the cheskas kashrus of the individual unless there's a double zilusa that they do know. If there's a double zilusa, then we'll have to be machmir against him. That's the yisod the Shita is saying to Das Rashi. That we're not going to be machmir against someone with a single zilusa that they do know. Zilusa that they do know might be an important criterion. But we're not going to be machmir against someone with only a single zilus of the Beit Dina. In the case of the Kohen, we're talking about should we passel him? Should we be machshir him? So he has a cheskas kashrus, but I have a cheskas kashrus. We're not going to be machmir against that cheskas kashrus unless it's a double zilus of the Beit Dina. But what's the case before? Right, before we're talking about what? Rav Nachman is talking about mominus. Is there a chumra? Chumra lazeh is a kula lazeh. Now, you can't talk about a chumra over there. Right? If you machmer on one person, it's a kula for someone else. So we got to treat it like a kula. We can't treat it like a chumra that would be machmer against him. Because if it's a chumra for this guy, it's a kula for the other guy. Ish is ish. Now what's that case? Rabbi Menachem Reb Yossi is talking about teitzei, not teitzei. Right? So he says what? That in nises v'achachach v'o'edim lo teitzei, what does that mean? That if she was already nisis al pipezdin, then what? Then we'll choshesh lizilus to Beit Dina, and we'll say lo teitzei to do what? To be machmer, to be mekel on the woman. To be machmer. If we're choshesh for zilus to Beit Dina, are we being machmer on her or mekel on her? Mekel. Right? We're being mekel. If we're choshesh for zilus to Beit Dina, what do we say? That bezdin paskened up that the husband died. And she was nisayis based on the psak of Bezdin. So now she's married to another man. What are you going to tell me? Achakach bo Edom. Now Edom come and say that the husband didn't die. Right? The husband didn't die. And now there's a tray. She's b'cheskase. She was b'cheskase. She's ish initially. So what should we say? Right? Zok Rabbi Menachem Reb Yossi. V'choshish v'zilus of the Beit Dina. And what? V'choshish v'zilus of the Beit Dina. And we say that once she's Mataris, she stays Mataris. Once she's Mataris, and she stays Mataris. Aye, but we're only choshish for zilus of the Beit Dina after two times. No, what the Shita is saying is that if you're coming to be mekel on someone, then the chashash of zilus of the Beit Dina is enough to say that we're not going to reverse the psak and we'll leave it lakula even after one time. But if you're coming to be machmir on someone, so then, we're not going to use zilus of the Beit Dina as a criterion unless it's a double zilus of the Beit Dina. Meaning, zilus of the Beit Dina is a criterion that we take into account, but the chumra that we're going to be machmer on this person is also something to take into account. So if we're going to be machmer on the person, we can only be machmer on him if there's a double zilus of the Beit Dina. But if we're coming to be mekel, so then even a single zilus of the Beit Dina is something to consider. So in the case of the Eishes Ish, we're coming to be Mekel. We're coming to say that if she's Nisi, she can stay married. She doesn't have to be Taisin. So there, even a single Zilus of the Beit Dina should be sufficient. Right? If you're Choshen for Zilus of the Beit Dina, even a single Zilus of the Beit Dina should be sufficient to allow us to be Mekel for her. And by Maman always, we never look at it as a Chumra, because a Chumra for one is a Kula for the other. So even a single Zilus of the Beit Dina would be enough to say that we're Choshesh for Zilus of the Beit Dina. Okay, so that's the Shita Mekubetzes is chilek between Lamed Aleph and the Beis, Lamed Beis and Lamed Aleph. Well, what's the difference between the cases? Why there on Lamed Aleph and the Beis we're choshesh for zilus and beidina even one time, and here we're only choshesh two times? This is one possibility. The Chasam Sofer wants to explain a little bit differently. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim over here in the Sugya. According to the Mandamad of a choshesh for zilus and beidina, are we choshesh for zilus of the Beit Dina only if the Bezdin actually did something based on the psak,
or if they simply issued the psak. Right? If they just issued the psak, or do they actually have to do a maisa based on the psak? Who discusses this?
Rashbam?
Where does Rashbam discuss this? Also, maisa pian? Mm-hmm. Tosis discusses it. Tosis in Damascus Avo, on Lamed Aleph Beis. I didn't assign it to you. But I did assign you something that does, someone that does discuss this. The Ramban discusses it. If you find the Rashbam in the tunnel, show me, okay? The Ramban discusses this at great length. He has a whole back and forth. Where's the Ramban? Ramban on Lamed Aleph on the days. Says v'ikashi choish Rabbi Menachem lezilus de beidina. If Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi is choish lezilus de beidina, factor Ramban afilu bo edim ve'achar nises elashi tiru alinase tchila lo teitzei. What's he saying? Slow. Let's take it slow. Even if bo edim ve'achar nises, what does bo edim mean? Edim always means in this context means the second group, right? Afilu bo edim ve'achar kach nises. Rabban is, if Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi is choshish v'zilus v'beidina, l'choshish v'zilus v'beidina, so he had said what? He said, when are we choshish v'zilus v'beidina if niseis v'arra v'oedim? Meaning, the first Edim, let's charge this. Right? Edim, niseis, Edim. Right, so here Rabbi Menachem said what? Go take it. Aiden. Nises. So here he said take it, right? So for the Ramban, if Rabbi Menachem is choshish v'zilus the Beidina, even by bo Aiden v'achar nises, also locates it, right? Even if Edom Nises, why should we say Teitse? Edom Nises, why should we say Teitse? Hitiru alinase, so we should be choshish v'zilus of the Beit Dina because hitiru alinase. Choshish v'zilus of the Beit Dina because hitiru alinase. What's he asking? If after the first Edom came, Bezdin paskened up that she's muteris to get married, she didn't get married. Then the other group of Edom came. So then she got married. She shouldn't have to be Taitse anyway. Because Bezdin did paskin up that she's Muteres Linase. They paskin up after the first group came that she's Muteres. Look, I definitely see in the first case there's more of a Zilus to the Beidina because not only did Bezdin paskin up, but she even was Nises. But if Rabbi Menachem is Choshish for a Zilus to the Beidina, then you shouldn't need that she's Nises. The fact that after the first Edom came and said Mace, Bezdin said Mutter, so even if she didn't get married between the two Kitos coming, if she got married afterwards, she was Nises later, but she was Nises based on the Heter of Bezdin, so if you're choshish for Zilus of the Beidina, she also should not have to be paid. That's the Ramban's Kash. That's his Kash. Da'ika Zilus of the Beidina, hoel the Hitiru. That's his cash. So Zokter Ramban, Ikaman de boi meimar, de mai nises, lo nises mamish, ela kol shei tirua li nosei bechlal. Nises doesn't mean that she got married, but that Bezdin was mater her to get married. What does that mean? Right? Rabbi Menachem says that when do I say lo teitzei? That's if bo eidim, agagach nises, v'agagach bo eidim. But if bo eidim, meaning, if the first Edom came and Bo Edom, the second pair came and then she's Nises, then I would say Teitzei. What's Ramban saying over here? Rabbi Menachem is telling us that if Bo Edom, the Nises, what does Nises mean? He tiru alinase, not that she married, he tiru alinase, they paskened up. And then another group of Edom came. Well, if they already paskened up, lo Teitzei, she shouldn't have to, and she got married afterwards, she shouldn't have to leave the husband. What does Edom Venises mean, that Teitse, that other part? Well, if both groups of Edom came, if there's a tray in Bezdin, and they didn't paskin up yet before the second group came, and then Nises, and then they paskined up, I'm, sorry, not that they passed on. Then, and then she got married. The second niece is not hitiru li nasen. She got married against the wishes of Beis Din. The first case is bo eidim, and Beis Din passed up that she's ru'uya li nasen. And then a second group of eidim came, and then she got married. So if you're afraid of zilus the beidina, even if she wasn't niseis metchila, but the fact that Beis Din passed up that she's mutter, we should still say that she's not teitzin. What's the second case? So the second case is if both kitos came before Beis Din passed up, and then she gets married, so then Taka Teitzei, because she did the wrong thing. Beis Din didn't give her a heter, linos. This is the first trap in the Ramban. That Nisei's lav davka doesn't mean that she got married. It means he tiru linos. If Beis Din paskened off, that's enough to create a zilusa de beidina. That's enough to create a zilusa de beidina. V'lav nilsehi, but the Ramban says the ika de boy de meimar, I think, is wrong, he says. The Gavitrei Atrei Lo Amrina and Kevin Shitiru Linasi Avishlo Nisi. By Trey Atrei, he really knows is not enough. The Psak is not enough. Why? Because there's a Chazak, there's a Cheskasei Shasish. The Psak is not going to be enough to be mocked. There's a Chazak over here. The Ikalamema Kozmanchlo Nisi Mamish Lekas Ilusa de Beidina. The Halo Avdi Maisa. If they don't do a Maisa al PM, Dr. Ramban, he doesn't think this is a zilus of the Beis Din. The Pashup Shad is Bo Eidim Va'achakach Nisayis. That means that the Eidim came, and then she got married, right? She Beis Din paskened up initially that she's Mekayach Nisayis based on the first Eidim, but she didn't get married until the second group came. So if she didn't get married, there was no Maisal Pi the Psak of Beis Din. There's no Maisal Pi the Psak of Beis Din. No ma'isa pi the psak of Beis Din, so then taka takes it. But if nisis va'achagach bo eidim, if she actually got married, not just he really nasi, but she got married, if Beis Din were asu ma'isa al piyah, they not only paskin that she's mutaris nasi, but she got married. I mean, they didn't do a ma'isa, but she did a ma'isa based on what Beis Din paskin, so then Rabbi Menachem will paskin that she doesn't have to be paid. So there are 2 days. The Ramban is 2 days whether Wachoshish was Zilusa de Beidina only if the Maisa were done based on the Psak of Beis Din, or even if the Maisa were not done yet. That's clear what the Ramban is saying. He prefers the second shot. He prefers that the idea of Zilusa de Beidina only applies if also Maisa PM. But he does entertain the possibility that there are those that want to say that even if Lo Asu Maisa, there's also a Chashash of Zilusa de Beidina. Morty? She's going against the psak of Beis Din. He's saying if she's nisus after Bo Eidim.
Yeah.
No. So the way that the Rashbam learns is that if she were to come to Beis Din and ask us, we would tell her not to do it. Is that the Beis Din pasuk enough that she can't do it? Right. The second group of Eidim came. So we view that as nisus beissa because if she came to Beis Din, Beis Din would have told her not to do it. Right, but the question is when we say that if you're choshish for zilus of the beidina, so once Beis Din is matir, so then we're not going to aser. Right, once Beis Din is matir, we're not going to aser b'di'evet. What does that mean? Does that mean once the matir, even if she didn't get married until the second group came? Well, no. If she got married based on the psak of Beis Din, so then zilus of the beidina will tell us that we're not going to take her out. Right, we're not going to tell her that she has to be taken. That's for sure. Jonathan?
Yeah, I was curious. According to the explanation.
I'm not finished. Just 1 second. We're still in the middle of the Chasam Sofer. Okay, let's first finish this and then we'll get there. Okay? What are we trying to do over here? Right? The Ramban says the question of Zilus and Beidina, does it apply only if Beis Din did a Maisa based on the Psak? Only if a Maisa is done based on the Psak of Beis Din, or even if Beis Din just paskened up? Dr. Chasam Sofer. What does Rashi assume? So Rashi assumes that if a Maisa were done, I'll repeat the Psak of Beis Din, if a Maisa were done based on the Psak of Beis Din, is there a Chashash of Zilus of the Beis Din? Help me now. What does Rashi say? What do you think the Chasam Sofer is going to say? Right? If a Maisa were done based on the Psak of Beis Din, how much of a Zilus of the Beis Din do you need? Do you need double Zilusa or a single Zilusa enough?
One.
Single Zilusa. Dr. Chasam Sofer, maybe Rashi straddles both sides of the fence over here.
Rashi says, do you need a Maisal Pipsak of Bezdin in order to have Zilus and Beidina kick in that we're not going to go against the Pipsak of Bezdin? So he says, the cases on Daf Lamed Aleph and the Beis, they're all talking about where a Maisa was done. Right? Like the Maskon of the Ramban, right? That the Maisa was done. She was in these things. Right? So if it's Bo Eidim, Acha She Nises, right? Nises V'Achagat Bo Eidim. So Bezdin Paskin up based on the first group of Eidim that she's Mutaris Minase, and she talking was Nises. She did a Maisa based on the Pesach of Bezdin. Now the second group of Eidim come. Lo Teitse. Rabbi Menachem says that then she doesn't have to leave the second husband because a Maisa was done up in Bezdin, and we're afraid of Zilus of the Beidina. One time? Yes. Because here a Maisa was done up in the Pesach of Bezdin. What's our case with Nachman? Right? He paskened up. What? He paskened up because one brought Eide Chazak and Eide Avos. He paskened up that the karka belongs to the one who brought Eide Avos, right? And he just paskened? No, they gave him the karka. They gave him the karka. He was yored to the karka. So a maisa was done based on the Pesach of Bezdin. Oh, so that's why there's a shaila. Should you be choshish for zilus of the beidin or not? Even though it's only one time, because a maisa was done, we awarded the karka to the other guy. The woman married based on the pesach of bezdin. So there could be a chashash of zilus of the beidin even one time. But our case, lamed beis, we're talking about the kohen. What? Something happened? Nothing happened. Fakert, he didn't do something. He stopped doing avoda. He stopped duchening. We didn't give him anything. He didn't do anything positive based on the Pesach of Bezdin. So because nothing was done, there was no Maisa that you can talk about that was done now, Peter Pesach of Bezdin. So there, to employ Zilus of Beidina, if a Choshish for Zilus of Beidina, that's only going to be with the double Zilus of Beidina. That's what the Chassam Sofer wants to suggest to this Rosh. If there's a Machlokas or Rishonim, whether Zilus of Beidina is a concern only if Nasa Maisal Peter Pesach Bezdin, or maybe not, so maybe Rashi is mechalik in this regard between a double zilusa as opposed to a single zilusa. If nasa maisal p'm, single zilusa is enough, and if lo nasa maisal p'm, then a double zilusa is going to be necessary. Yonatan.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, I guess now, okay,
no kasha?
No, it was more just on both of them.
Okay.
I'm just curious, when we're distinguishing between saying that in some cases, it's only Zilus of Beidina after one sock, as opposed to once after two. What's the basis for that distinction? Like, meaning, why is it that, we'll say that, in certain cases,
if I have another criteria, if there's another factor, right, that's going against the concept of Zilus of Beidina, so that Zilus of Beidina is not as compelling a principle anymore, right? I got to weigh the different factors. So according to the Shita Mekubetzes, if I'm going to be machmir on someone, so then even though Zilus of Beidin is an important factor, but I have to take into account the chumra that I'm causing this person, right? So in the case of the Kohen, since I'm going to be machmir on the Kohen, so I can't say that Zilus Beidina is the only factor in the world, and once there's Zilus Beidina, forget about it, I don't care about the Kohen. No, to be Machmer on him, it has to be super Zilus of the Beidina in order to be Choshesh. But if we're going to be Mekel, so then Zilus Beidina, if you're going to be Mekel, it's great, I'm going to be Mekel. So maybe we should be Choshesh for Zilus of the Beidina, even if we should reverse the Psak. The Psak was wrong, but Mishum Zilus of the Beidina, we're not going to reverse the Psak, because we're being makel anyway on the person. So what's the problem? The factor Zilus Beidina is so powerful that even one Zilus Beidina is enough for us to say that we shouldn't reverse the Pesach.
Right, but shouldn't you say that even in that case of the Kohen, right, where there are two reasons to support him being a Kohen, so you say the same thing, that it cancels out, if there's two additional factors against the two concerns.
What are the two factors that he should be a Kohen?
Yeah,
the chazaka
that he's a
Kohen,
and then there was an
aid
that he was
a Kohen
also. So couldn't you say there that there's...
No, but the problem... He had a chazaka, but there's a tray of tray now. Right? There's a tray of tray. So I have a tray of tray. He has a cheskas het. And he has a cheskas kashas. But there is a tray of tray. So now, what should I take into account? Right? If you were to ask me what I should do, I would say, let's follow the chazaka. Let's make him kasha.
Right? So the other cheshbon is no. So you lose the Beit Din. It tells me that if Bezdin passed enough based on two Eidim who said he's a Ben Grisha Mechalutza, that he's possible, so how can we say he's kosher? It looks bad on Bezdin. People are going to make fun of Bezdin. So which factor is important? So if you're choshish for zilus of the Beit Dina, so because here there's a double zilusa, right? They pass it up twice that he's possible. That looks terrible. So even though it's going to come out to be a chumrah on the guy, we're not going to follow chazaka, we're not going to follow din. I mean, think about it. If you're choshish for zilus of the Beit Dina, you're chucking the din out the window and saying, I can't follow halacha because I care about the covenant of Bezdin. I care about the covenant of Bezdin, but only, you know, only to a certain extent. If it's going to be machmer on the guy, I can't care about the covenant of Bezdin so much. Oh, but if it's a significant pegima to the covenant of Bezdin, if it's a double zilus of the Beit Dina, so then I really do care about the covenant of Bezdin, despite the fact that this guy is going to lose out and it's going to be a chumer against him. Okay, and the same basic logic would work with the second pshat thing. That if nasa maisa al piyem, so that's stronger. It's a stronger zilusa. So if it's a stronger zilusa, so then even one time is enough to be choshish, and there's no need to have two. Okay, so far how many answers do we have? Achtine is lav dafka, or even if it's dafka, but it's right. The coin lowered himself is not bezdin. Or maybe it's not a Harada Gemura because it was just Ayidei Kol, it's not Ayidei Edim. Or maybe it's that you need two times Dafka. Rashi says you need two Zilus of the Beit Din over here, right? Either because we're coming to be Machmar on him, or because there was no Maisa, there was Nasal Pilip Sakha Bezdin. Comes the Ritva, and he suggests the simplest pshat of life. The Ritva, Mamish. I mean, all this is great, the Rishonim talk, but the Ritva Mamish has the simplest pshat. What does he say? The Ritva in two places in our Sugya. Ritva, right over here, first of all, on Daf Lamed Beis, and then we'll pedal back. On the Beis on Aleph, the Ritva and Dil Masal Hochi. Ritva says, there it is, huh? Okay, that's the first pshat. Let's leave that for a second. Acherim Pershu. Acherim Pershu, the Lav Hara, the Gemura, Ela the Chayeshla. Lav Hara, the Gemura, Ela the Chayeshla. Vecholze Eino Klum. He doesn't like the first pshat. He doesn't like this pshat. Vecholze Eino Klum. Zop the Ritva. The Hocha Leko Zilusa. Here there is no Zilusa. Why? Kevan, meaning in the first case, from 1 to 2, right? From 1 to 2, there's no zilus to Beit Dina. The Eid Echad comes and says that he's a Ben Grusha, that he's a Kohen Kosher. So to be maskinale, there's no zilus to Beit Dina to go against the Kol. Achtine after the Kol, there's no zilusa. Zokter Ritva. Hocha leka zilusa. Kevan the Kule alma Eid Echad shemei and shu Kohen Kosher adiv mikola. Afilu huchzuk bebezdin. Everyone agrees that an Eid Echad is stronger than a Kol. So there's no Zilus of the Beit Dina to be machshir him based on the Eid against the Kol. V'chein Piresh Rashi. Those last three words, I don't know what he's referring to. Yeah, he must have a different Rashi. It's not the Rashi in Ksuvis, obviously. I mean, I hope you realize that. V'chein Piresh Rashi? Where? Who? What? Okay, Rashi. That is somewhere in Ksaviyad, from the different countries. What does the Ritva say? Zilus of the Beit Dina is only where if Bezdin is reversing their psak, but it's not a sure thing. It's not a sure thing. It's based on a suffix. It's based on some kind of a suffix. Whom should we go like? Right? Whom should we go like? That's where you have Zilus of the Beit Dina. You got your tray, your tray. Right? Eid Echad says one way. Then you have two. Then you have an Eid Echad saying the other way. Tray, your tray. I don't know how to go. The whole thing is a suffix. I'm going to follow Chazaka, but I don't really know what the right way to go is. So there is the Zilus of the Beit Dina. We can talk about Zilus of the Beit Dina. Initially, what's the Zilus of the Beit Dina? Eid Echad comes and says that the guy is a kosher. So it's not a Zilus of the Beit Dina to paskin based on the emes. If we know Bavadai, what the emes is, that's not a Zilus of the Beit Dina to reverse what Bezdin said previously. Bezdin before paskin based on a kol. Forget about whether it's a chashash ba'almona. Bezdin paskin based on a kol that the guy is possible. And Eid Echad comes. Eid Echad is Adif Mikol. Is it shnei eidim? No, but it doesn't matter. A single eid is also better than kol. So if Bezdin paskins up based on the eidus of the eid against the kol, that's not a zilus beidina. They're paskining based on avada. It's if the whole thing is a suffix anyway. So to reverse the psak, if it's going to be a zilus of the beidina, that we're not going to do. The whole thing is a tray of tray. It's a tray of tray. We don't know which one's right. We don't know which group of eidim are right. It's a tray of tray. It's a stalemate. So, okay, there's a rule to go based on chazak and a stalemate, but the reality is it's a stalemate over here. So if it's a stalemate, then zilus of the beidina plays a role. Maybe we shouldn't give it. The whole thing is a suffix anyway, had a pask. So maybe we shouldn't reverse the psak. Bezdin does have two eidim on their sides to say that he's pasul. So why reverse it and say he's pasher? Over here, Bezdin has no leg to stand on anymore. Bezdin paskin based on the call that the guy's a pasul. The aid comes and says that he's kosher. So Bezdin looks at it and says, there's nothing we can do. The emes is that he's a kosher. So of course he has to be a kosher. Zilus of the Beidina only plays a role if there's some kind of a suffix. If there's some kind of a suffix involved. But if there's a vadai, right? The emes, Zilus of the Beidina can't trump emes. If we know Bavadai what the emes is, so Bezdin's here is a toy, they have to pass him like the emes. So if the emes is that he's a kosher, even if it's one aid saying that he's a kosher, but that one aid is stronger than a kol, so Bezdin has to pass him up that he's kosher, there's nothing to do. The emes has to be emes, and Bezdin has to pass him that way. But here, I don't know what the truth is. There's a tray of tray in the end. There's a tray of tray in the end. The whole thing is a suffix. We don't know for sure how to go. So here, the concept of Zilus of the Beidina could play a role, and maybe we're not going to reverse the psak. This is what the Ritva writes earlier as well. Adaf Lamed Aleph from Adbeis. He says, "Uzilus de Beidina perish shiyomar shanu so simdinim shalanu." What's zilus de Beidina? That means people are going to say that we're contradicting ourselves. We're so simdin that we set out. Uman dechayish laochi eino elo lefisha astira himina sofeg bekula shmaitim. Zok the Ritva throughout the Gemara. You'll see out the whole sug. You'll see zilus de Beidina plays a role if it's astira mina sofeg. Aval alavada the kulayam aloha shina uposhut on vadai. Obviously, we're not choshish for zilus of the beidina. Mehocha shamina and shafila b'chada zina the sasfina dina al sofik. Okay, that's a different issue. Doctor Ritva, if the steer has been a sofik, then we can talk about zilus of the beidina. But on vadai, if we know what the emes is, Bezdin has to pass in the emes. Emes is emes. So even you can have the zilus of the beidina von Heinpiz Morgan, but if the emes is in front of your eyes, you can't deny the truth. You got to pass it based on emes, and that lechora is the simplest answer over there. That if the aid comes and says that the guy is a kosher, I can't worry about zilus of the beidina, right? Once I know that the guy is a kosher because the aid is neman against the kosher, then Bezdin has to pass him that way, and they can't care about zilus of the beidina. Question.
We were wondering instead how you didn't have a hobby on that based on the. Being cautious for Zeus, so they did feed it, basically being matter and HSE. And if her husband's alive, the second Kiddushin wasn't Kofi, she's still married to the first guy, who's being matter and saying she can stay married to the second guy. But the Gemara itself like says in other places that called the Kaddish or that they're Bonham Kaddish, and they're really the ones who are Kobea, what is the Messias that can be even change his das to be from Bilos Kiddushin to Bilos Nus. So to say that there's like an objective reality that they can't ignore in a case of Kiddushin is kind of like. They're the ones who are
Kobe,
the reality.
So you're saying that's part of the cheshvan over here.
Yeah.
That if Zilus of the Beidina plays a role, it's not that they're playing games, but rather they're in control of getting the Kiddushin anyway, so that's how they have a call to do it. Maybe. Epshin.